Tonight's episode was shocking and true colors were truly shown. This is Scandal Season 11, Episode 11, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Just remember what I told you the day I set you free. No mountain high enough. No mountain low enough. Ain't no river wide enough. Keep me from you. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't nobody low enough. Say again. Ain't no river wide enough. Keep me from you.
Woo! Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no mountain high enough. Hello, guys. Welcome to Scandal's after show. I think I got a little too excited. I think yes. I want them to have 11 seasons.
Right. You guys were talking about it.
Right now, today. No, actually, of course, as you guys know, we're on season 6, episode 11, and it was crazy. And we cannot wait to unpack it and to break it on down.
Digest. Yes. I can't even breathe from it. Oh, my gosh.
So I'm your host, Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
Hey guys, I'm back this week. My name is Paris Rose. You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at Paris Rose with two R's.
Yes. And it's the two of us. You know, yes. First off, it's ladies' night. Second off, we are holding it down. And we have so much to discuss because literally, we ended this episode like...
Jaws really dropped.
Dropped?
Like, literally.
Eyes watery. Like, it was insane.
A lot of emotion.
And we're going to get to it.
Let's start it.
But from the top, I mean, let's get it started. The episode opened up at David's house, and he was getting it on with the lady in red, one of the two live crew.
Always makes me uncomfortable when David gets it on, but you know, you gotta love David. He's a sweet guy, but
with his boxers and glasses on, and I loved how he walked out because he was like, like that, just
feeling himself.
Happened. Yes. He was like shook from all the goodness that, Samantha.
Yeah.
Is how he knows her. Mm-hmm. Sarah, lady in the red dress, was putting it on him.
Right.
And then we see Jake show up in the kitchen. Now, that really shocked me.
I wasn't expecting Jake. You know, I should have known something was going to happen because they were making it way too happy. But Jake with the hand around the mouth, like, I didn't expect it.
Yeah, you know, it startled me, and I didn't know it was Jake at first. Yeah. I thought that she was setting him up to get kidnapped, and she wanted to act like she was innocent, because I just finished, you know, having sex with you, so I'm chilling, and now I'm going to send one of my people in to get you.
I thought the same thing. I was like, I was already thinking, why is she setting him up? What is going to be next? And then, bam, they showed Jake, so.
Yeah.
But I was already processing that as, oh, she set him up.
Mm-mm-mm. And so, when that happened... I was like, whew, phew. Like, first off, it's Jake.
Yeah.
You know, my guy. Love Jake. And I was happy, but I was like, dang, that was a bold move.
Yes.
Because she was still there.
Yeah.
And they see and hear all things. So I guess the only way that they could have gotten away with it was to sneak into the kitchen?
I get that Jake had to be fast, had to be quick. Mm-hmm. But that, I mean, he knocked down all the water bottles in the fridge.
Why does he have so much water?
The whole fridge was just water bottles. I felt that it wasn't the easiest way to get it. I don't know why he had a fright in him.
Yeah.
I mean, what if he yelled out or something?
Yeah.
I thought he could have been a little bit more sneaky and sly about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Jake. He knows it.
Right. So. I know. So that was a little strange and a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
So then the episode, it flows to, we see Melly and she... is uncovering the Great Wall of OPA, and they have everything broken down about this two live crew and all the chaos that they have been doing. And so, I mean, what did you think in that episode? I mean, in that scene particularly?
Ooh, in that scene, I'm going to have to say the viewers' comments really got to me because they've been saying a lot that it's Melly behind all of this.
They have.
And I've never actually thought it was Melly.
Mm-hmm.
So in that moment, she was kind of speechless, and I wasn't sure how to take it. Was it because she actually already knew what was going on?
Yeah.
Or because she was actually stunned? So I felt in that moment, could Melly actually be behind it? Are the viewers right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just always had it in my heart. I was like, Melly did not do this.
Yeah.
She did not. She, is a smart woman, but she wouldn't be as contriving right. as the situation led. And so what I loved, I'm like, okay, good. They're bringing everybody up on speed. You know, I like right. the whole team to be involved with it. And so they were bringing them up on speed. And that was just, I was like, okay, good. Like, she's about to find out what's really been going down.
Right.
And so just real quick, before we go further, we see you guys, we have the live chat up. And you guys are typing away. So as always, we love to shout you guys out. We see Tabby Bear 68. We see Cheryl. What's up, Cheryl? She's our girl in the East Coast. We see Kevin Wright. We see a whole bunch of people. Yes. So y'all keep writing what you guys feel about what we're talking about, and we will be sure to share it.
Right.
Because we love the feedback. So anyway, she tells Olivia to get off her cross. Like that, and in that moment, when she was talking about, basically when she was talking about having to concede,
yeah.
and then she didn't want to, X, Y, and Z, like that line to me just really stuck out because she said in Melly, get off that cross.
Yes, of course. You know?
So just, okay, let's talk about that dynamic first. Yeah. That's why I kind of went that direction, because you have Olivia that was the biggest advocate for Melly.
Right.
Okay, and how dynamic their relationship has been over the seasons, and how just they bonded so much mm-hmm. last season 5 with the election. And so now she's like, okay, you have to do this for the greater good of the country. Right. And Melly's like, but do I have to? Like, do I have to?
Right. I feel in this moment, it's the first time where I choose Melly over Olivia. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to choose who's right in this moment, because technically, I guess Olivia is saying the right thing. She wants to. Cyrus does deserve it because he was the vice president, and that's right. what should happen technically.
Mm-hmm.
However, I feel like Olivia is using this moment to right her wrongs.
Uh-huh.
And so she's known that she's done not the best, she hasn't made the best choices always. And mm-hmm. I feel like she's trying to justify all her previous actions on Melly's situation. And it's not her time.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this moment, I really felt like Melly deserves to be president. And yes, it's not the ideal situation, but she deserves it. And she should go for it. Really. Yeah. I feel like, please stop, Olivia. Let her go. Let her have her moment.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you, because for the first time, I felt in conflict with Olivia yeah. and her character and what she was putting out there. Because I roll with Olivia's gut.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
I ride or die with her gut. And in this instance, I was like, no. Because, number one, I just don't feel like Cyrus is good enough for the presidency.
Right.
What he's done, how dark and deep he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a dark, deep way like Olivia went dark when she killed Andrew.
Yes.
That was for the overall protection of other people and the things that he was willing to do, and how right. ruthless he was, and the fact that he was behind her being kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Cyrus did things just to be spiteful, just yeah. to be malicious, just to be evil. And though I like him,
yeah.
I like Cyrus, but I didn't want him to be president. And exactly. I did feel that it was Melly's time. She's always been discarded. She's always been the support system. She worked her way up. From, you know, she didn't just say like, oh, I was the first lady, so let me move into presidency.
Right.
She went back and became a senator. She was the thoughts behind a lot of stuff that Fitz did at the beginning.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like Cyrus's ex-husband hit it on the nail that, yes, Cyrus he's not responsible
yeah.
for the death of Frankie Vargas, but that doesn't mean he's a good person. That doesn't mean he wasn't a liar, a cheater, a manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
He's still all those things. So yes, although he technically deserves to be president, he doesn't really deserve it. His character is not a president. So I'm just like, I love Cyrus's character,
uh-huh.
but I do not want him as president.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. And I'm chuckling a little bit because I just read one of the comments from Kamara Harrington. And she goes, you know what? I thought when Melly told Olivia that she wasn't going to concede, that Liv for a second looked at one of those metal chairs sitting in the room.
I didn't want it wasn't that hard. So.
Just gonna bash your head. That is hilarious.
That is too funny.
That is funny.
She'll never live that down.
No. She will never, ever. And even, you know, they made little hints about it even last week with yeah. the our little go back in time, the what if episode is what we
yes.
like to call it. So I was completely on board about letting the Electoral College you know, cast their votes, because right. at the end of the day, why not let the American people decide? Yeah. And it was weird, though, because I felt like at the beginning of the episode, we saw a dynamic switch in teams. Yes. You know, Liv has wrote so hard for Melly, and then she's like, and Melly's like, you know, do what you do, and I'm going to do what I do. And I was like, dang. Yeah. Y'all,
you know, it's crazy.
Y'all were on the same team, but we can't say that without saying, guess who done walked back up into the room? Liz North. Yes.
We were like, ah! There she is.
Yes. And, you know, like I always say, Liz always goes somewhere looking for a job. Mm-hmm. She always wants a position. I will do this for you, but I yes. can do this. And I felt like it was the same thing.
I was waiting for it. I'm like, what is she going to propose right. this time? What is it? What does she have up her sleeve?
Yeah. So she walked back in. So tell me, I mean, how did you feel about when Liz walked back? Were you like, did you think of that moment any relation to the two live crew, or were you just like, she's a Republican, she wants a Republican to win, and she sees her way of getting back in?
Unfortunately, that's where I was stuck at. Mm-hmm. She's just a Republican trying to find her way back in. Mm-hmm. I know she has a sneaky way and she can really go for it, but yeah. I just did not think at all that Liz North could be it. I know other viewers have mentioned her possibly being the head,
right?
But
right.
I just didn't see it. I really didn't.
Yeah.
What about you?
So, no, I didn't. When I mm-hmm. saw her, of course, I always feel Liz is a hustler. She works yes. for it. And she's always looking for a position. So I saw that more of her sneaking back in. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was shocked later on, which we'll get to later.
Yes.
How she appeared with the two live crew. But Carmen Williams in our live chat said that Cyrus as president would make for a corrupt administration.
Yes.
So I agree.
I agree.
He has too many bones in the bag for that role for sure. So we're dealing with Melly, and then now Liz is on board, and then Melly goes back to Olivia and say, you know what, I don't want to concede. And then she's like, why? And she's like, because Liz said. And it's like, oops.
I'm like, no, don't say Liz no, says. Yeah, no. I love how everyone and Melly say Liz North. They have to say her yeah. whole name, Liz North.
Or Cyrus Lizzie.
Yeah, yeah.
Lizzie Bear is what he calls her. Yes. So let's talk about Olivia's struggle in this, because though we agree that we are against her decision, it's not in vain. Right. You know, she feels like, I feel like between her and Melly, Olivia wants the White House more.
Oh yeah.
She just wants it more. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it really has to do with what was exposed last week. Yeah. And those ties between, why did she have that flashback? Why did she go back and experience what it would have been like had Fitz not won the election because of it being rigged? And then I think that she just made that decision. Like, well, you know what? It turned out this way, you know, regardless. So let's just do it the right way.
Exactly.
So
I think the What If episode really was the main basis behind how Olivia feels now. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like the normal Olivia wants that oval. She wants the yeah. White House. So she's going to do, not, you know, she doesn't want to be dark, but she'll do what she has to do.
Right.
But that flashback, that her thinking like, this is what happened when I made this decision, this wrong decision the first time. Mm-hmm. I feel like she thought about it and she's like, I'm not going to do that to myself again.
Yeah.
And so I get her actions this time.
Yeah.
And it makes perfect sense. For Olivia, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But I just don't think Melly needs to be in Olivia's, you know, dealing with her own issues. I don't think Melly has to be a part of that.
Yeah. And I mean, I definitely think that it's unfair to pull or to force that type of guilt
yeah.
on Melly more than anything. And a lot of people, like, they were tweeting us last week and they were saying that Fitz was a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. And his decision to stand behind Cyrus and to make Melly feel so bad about the way that she would have gotten into it, like, you don't want it this way. Mm-hmm. He won based off of those same pretenses. And to force, you know, if she has an opportunity and she knows that she's like right for it, and right. we all do, and Cyrus has now gone through all of this, I know it wasn't like his fault, but he's been tangled up in crazy webs.
Right.
And I still think that it goes back to what Olivia said a long time ago. You know, we've all paid our debt in some type of mm-hmm. way or another. This is your time. And I think that him conceding the presidency is his time.
I to completely own it. Agree. Mm-hmm. This is Cyrus's way of being like, I've done a lot of wrong in the past mm-hmm. and this is my punishment.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to win.
No. And honestly, when he was doing that speech, I thought that's the direction he was going to go.
Yeah, me too. I thought he was going to realize that he doesn't deserve it, but he still was fighting for it. I was disappointed, actually.
No. And even, I remember at one point when we were watching it, when he was in his sheets kind of moaning around, I was like, I think that he's not going to, you know, want the presidency.
Yeah, I was
like,
with you.
Yeah, he had too much trauma in his life, but
I thought it was character growth. I thought this trauma made him realize who he was and that he's going to be better, but it wasn't that way.
It wasn't at all. And it was only because he had a good monologue from Olivia. Had Olivia stayed on Melly's side.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of curious. We see a lot of different comments in the chat, but we want to know specifically, are you hashtag team Liv or hashtag, well, let's do hashtag team Cyrus or hashtag team Melly, because that's really where it boils down to. So let us know, were you, you know, feeling the route that Liv and the president was trying to go, or were you feeling Melly and Liz? Because goodness, that's all she had.
Right.
She had only one person. So let us know, because we want to know.
With that, with a team Cyrus, I will say, because I was really against Cyrus, he did make a phenomenal speech, though.
Yeah.
It was a great comeback, but I always try to think about if it's just real life. So if I really knew the president, the person who might be president, was charged for murder, and he came back with an amazing speech, would I, and he was cleared, would I still want to vote for him? And most likely, no. Because that doubt would really make me choose. Like, he still might, I would probably think, oh, the government covered that murder up for him. So I, even if it was real life, probably don't think I would have chosen Cyrus.
Well, I mean, it's almost real life. Because can we say that a flawed candidate can win in real life?
It's so true.
Everything that's literally going on in government right now, we are questioning because of past actions. Donald Trump can't even pass his immigration bill because of past things that he said about a Muslim ban. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, it's literally art imitation of real life. It's crazy.
That's what I love. That's what I love about this show.
Yeah, it is. So we see that whole, like, transaction between, okay, now, you know, we have two different teams going on, and now they're rolling tick for tack. You know, you have Olivia that gets Vargas's wife to come in and testify.
Yeah.
Gosh, but that moment, I will say, when Vargas's wife asked Olivia, she goes, are you sure that this man had nothing to do with my husband's death? And Olivia said, I will stake my life on it. Like, that was the realest moment, because she knew behind a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
You know, like, she just knew.
Exactly. I thought, she's being completely honest. She knows he's not a part of it. So I felt the same thing at that moment.
Yeah. It was like, it was a strong moment. And then on the flip side, you have Melly's camp. Yes. Well, she said that she didn't do it, but Michael, Cyrus's estranged husband, you know, went on TV to talk about him, which I don't think that what he said was as slanderous as it could have been.
He could have been way worse. I actually expected him to be way worse, because I knew he was angry. But he was just honest. I mean, he said he knows that Cyrus didn't kill Frankie, or he doesn't believe he did. But that doesn't mean he deserves to be president, because he's this, this, and this. And I said, I mean, this whole thing was honest. So I thought he had his opportunity to really, like, make sure Cyrus does not win.
Yeah.
But he still left it up for the people. He said, no, he's an innocent man, but I'm going to tell you who he really is. So I like that.
Yeah.
It was a classy way.
It was classy. It really was. Because he could have been like, actually, I was the stripper and the prostitute that he paid for. I was forced into marriage to save him in his public career.
Exactly.
Then he left me and cheated on me with the guy who said that he killed, you know, Vargas. And then he wanted me back as soon as he tried to nominate himself for the vice president. Bam, bam, boom. He could have laid it out like that.
I thought he was going to. I thought that was going to be the answer, how Melly wins. But he didn't. So good on Michael. Yeah,
he did do good. Okay, so I'm monitoring this our live chat, and we have split kind of all over the place. I mean, people are rooting for different folks. I mean, you have Blue Jay, Team
Michael,
Melly.
Shade Queen. I see that, Kevin Wright. Shade Queen. I love that.
Blue Jay, Team Melly, Morgan, Team Melly, Cheryl, Team Melly. Then we have Kamara, Team Fitz and or Olitz and Cyrus. We have Kayla, Team Cyrus. We have Melly, 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 Cyrus, Cyrus, Cyrus.
Wow, it's split.
And then someone said, Quinn for president. Yeah, so it's definitely all over. Okay, so Let's roll into the first mouth opener and pure irritation that was on my face while we were watching. In comes FBI Director Angela Webster. Now, this is how I feel. She's so annoying.
Yes.
I'm like, why is she, I mean, is she living at the White House?
Yes.
What is this comfort? Like, oh, hey, let me jump into bed. We're just going to work in bed
together.
They're
like an old married couple. Yes, I hated seeing that. Like, yes. You would think I knew this couple in real life because I got nauseous. I'm like, oh, I hate seeing them.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. I just don't like her. She was asking too many questions.
Right.
And I want to be like, you really want to stop asking him yes. that? And that's a little Olivia Pope throwback.
I feel like Fitz wanted to say that. Like,
stop asking me that. Yeah. So, you know, she was just kind of just super annoying. And I thought that we had gotten rid of her. I thought that it was her demise when a few episodes ago when what happened? They had realized, well, I guess it was really her input with the whole Abby situation seemed shady. So I thought that she was going to like slide to the left on it.
Right.
But nope, she's back.
I thought so too. I thought that was going to cause some drama with them. But I was very upset to see that they were just back to normal in
back
the bed.
Back to normal. Yeah. In the bed. Especially after what happened in the connection from when Huck was in the hospital.
Exactly.
And then Fitz came, his Secret Service, and they had that little Olitz moment. And it's honestly, it's a little bit funny because I'm an O-Laker, and I'm proud of it. But last week, everyone was so excited. I mean, the last 2 weeks, Olitzers, my goodness. They were so excited because they're like, yes, like this is the beginning to something, you know, blah, blah, blah. Which it ended up culminating to that point, but what actually happened was it was like a little screwball.
Yes,
at
they're
the beginning,
messing with
a little curveball on them, which I loved.
I have to say, before we get into that, though, we didn't even mention that they left us off saying we don't know if Huck is going to be like a vegetable, pretty much. And then they came entered this episode and pretty much answered it for us right away. He's talking. He's just laying up in bed. So.
Yeah,
I know they had to get on with the show, but I was like, you made it so dramatic. We don't know if he's going to be okay. And then he was just in bed. Fine.
Yeah, I can see that. But I actually think that they alluded to that at the end of that episode when Quinn was in there holding his hand. Mm-hmm. And he woke up and she like took a deep breath. I mean, an exhale of a breath. So it's like, okay, he did wake up. Now, you're right about whether or not he was going to be able to speak.
Yeah.
Because they kind of drifted the scene to
seeing like
Charlie.
It's going
to
be, yeah.
And seeing like, oh, that's a weird dynamic. But Charlie was, I love how they were all just in Olivia's bedroom. Yeah. Charlie.
It was just a happy family. So I'm like, okay, the whole drama they showed us before the What If episode is completely gone now because everything's fine right away. Which I get it. They had a lot more to show us in the episode.
Right.
But at the time I was wondering that's it. Our answers, if we get the answers right away. Okay. But it makes sense.
Well,
but let's get into the jaw dropping moments.
Well, let me say, cause I'm almost done, but I'm not quite done with Miss Angela yet. When she came in, about the warrant for Olivia's arrest. You see how she tried to do an Olivia walk?
Oh, yes.
Did y'all see that? She tried to do her, like she was coming with information and it just didn't play out.
Never.
She was a gladiator. Mm-mm. She didn't have the cape on. Nothing. It was a fail. Hashtag fail.
Fail. Sorry, Angela.
Yes. But she definitely tried. Mm-hmm. She definitely tried. So, yes. So, the jaw-dropping moment is pretty much when... Goodness, like, where should we begin on that? I mean, Melly deciding that she was going to work with Liz North, and she walks into her office to meet with her, and there lies the two live crew, and they're waiting on her, and old Miss Bossy Pants was sitting in a green dress today, but in Melly's chair, and it was kind of like, what is about to happen? What did you think in that scene?
I am so embarrassed to say I still in that scene thought Liz was now being controlled by them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was like, oh.
Uh-oh. Ooh, it's okay.
Lost my earring.
Pick it up.
I thought that she in that moment was also a victim of the Two Live Crew. I still did not think that she was a part of it or even knew them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dang, they move fast. They got another one.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. What were you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely... When I saw it, because I was like, oh, I know how Liz works with her power and how much how dominant she is in the Republican Party. When I saw her, I was like, oh, well, it's Liz. Like that makes sense. Yeah. We knew that it had to be someone who was connected to other people so that the Two Live Crew knew everyone's strength and everyone's personality. So when I saw Liz, I was like, oh, she's behind it. Now, honestly, we don't know much. I mean, she could have brought the Two Live Crew together, you know, for this plan, because just because they killed her, they also killed the first man when they were three. And then they became two, which is why we call them the Two Live Crew. Yeah. And so, you know, that moment, I was like, I don't know what Liz is doing. And what I did love is Melly. In that moment at the beginning, she had so much strength.
Oh,
like,
yes.
She looked at them and she was like, you're working out. Hold on. My leg.
Blooper.
I got too excited about Melly and I hit my leg. But she was like, you're working with them.
Yes.
You know, like, she was strong. Did you see?
She was. She was actually very strong. She held her own. And she knows how dangerous they are, the Two Live Crew.
Yes, because
she still held her own. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could be so brave. I think if I realize they're in the office, Liz works with her. So this, they're now in my team. I think I'll be really overwhelmed. But Melly calculated everything. She realized it quickly and still held her own. So this episode, Melly is really one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I really like how her character has developed.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it was funny. She was strong all but of seconds, but she was strong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love when she did the countdown, like three, you're not going to do two. I don't care if you're good at one. And, you know, Scandal loves the countdown.
They do.
And that reminded me of, this is literally my favorite line of Olivia. And I'm taking y'all back, back to season two.
Bring it back.
When Olivia was having that conversation with her previous boyfriend, the senator, and he called her all these names, and he was like, give me one reason why I should believe you, when the president got shot.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, he's still alive, but he wasn't talking yet.
Yeah.
And then he, like, goes off on her, and she's like, five, that sex isn't insulting.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She's like, two, you called me a criminal, a whore, an idiot, and a liar. So this is the last time we'll be speaking. And I was like, yes, countdown. She went
that
from
was
five
a good
to
one.
One.
Yes.
Yes, that episode when she was like, earn me to Fitz. Mm-hmm. That is literally my favorite episode, my favorite scene, my favorite line. So when Melly rolled out the countdown, I was like, okay, let's get the countdown on.
Right.
So I absolutely love that. I mean, it was an intense situation because I was like, Melly, like, you know these people. Like, I understand that you're trying to be strong.
Right.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
And they give no Fs.
Exactly.
At all.
Even in that moment, so as I told you, I thought Liz really was the head. Okay, so first I thought she was not a part of it. Then I thought Liz was the head.
Okay.
But I saw that even Liz was very like, okay, Melly, maybe we should just think about this. And I said, she's way too nervous that the Two Live Crew is even leading her.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they made us for a second think that Liz was the head and brought them together. But after she was very uncomfortable and nervous with Melly being strong, I said, oh, she's not the head of this either. The Two Live Crew really are on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They're the head of their own thing.
They are.
There's no one leading them. I honestly feel that way. I feel like there's no one leading them.
A lot. I mean, there's a few comments in the chat. Blue Jay, I think it was, who said that he thinks that Mama Pope is behind it. And I know several people have been saying that every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a consistency. I think that we even talked about it a couple of weeks ago when, you know, we realized that Mama Pope was out of jail. And so she could be behind. I think I actually said that in one of my predictions, actually, that she could be behind it. But we'll get to predictions later. Mm-hmm. But girl, I'm sorry, what type of golf club is that sharp? Like, it looked like she decapitated almost her head. Like,
yes.
I was literally like mouth open when Sarah, Samantha, whoever,
Marjorie, whatever her names are.
Yes.
But her names are P.S. and Roland now. I mean, Jake
Reyes
has been saying that. Reyes and Roland or something. I don't know how they have those names, but
yeah. I think it may have been maybe a part of that foundation that they acted like they were a part of, or their undercover work. Mm. But when I tell you, this girl went fed on her head, like, I mean, and just, like, knocked her over and then, like, this has become a murder.
Yes.
A murder show. Like, we have been seeing about guts and puddles of blood every single episode. Yes.
It was an alarming way to kill Liz. I just really didn't see it coming. Mm-hmm. It was a shocker. One, we find out that Liz is a part of this. Then she dies. Then she gets murdered by golf club.
Mm-hmm.
It was overwhelming, to say the least.
Yeah. It was...
I didn't know what to be more shocked about.
I know. I was like, who does that? Like, who does that? And then she did it so calm. Yeah. And then the strength to bash in someone's head with a golf club?
She kept going. She hit her once and then kept going. I said, oh, I didn't think she wanted to kill her. Mm-hmm. But that's...
And then I was sad because it was like, aw, you know, Liz is gone.
Her character's gone.
I tweeted her. I was like, bye, girl. You off the show now.
All right, Pete. Yeah.
Portia, she gone now.
Yeah. She was a great character, though. I will miss loving to hate Portia. So.
Yeah.
Or Liz, you know.
Oh, we got a little shout out from Christine. Christine B., one of her co-hosts that couldn't be here tonight. She was like, you ladies look great. Sorry I couldn't be here. Miss you, girl.
Miss you.
So everything happened, and now we're at the very end, and as if that scene wasn't shocking enough, you have Olivia that comes in, because Melly didn't know who else to call now. The one person that had her back is now laying on the floor dead.
Right.
I love Olivia's reactions. She's so shocked, mm-hmm. and Jake comes in, and... When I tell you, you know I love me some Jake. But that moment when he looked at the freaked out Melly, mm-hmm. and he goes, I am your vice president. I am your shield. You have nothing to be worried about.
Jessica, I'm with you. I was like, oh. And who doesn't love Jake again? That's what I was thinking.
Don't do it to me, Jake.
How beautiful. There is a dead lady mm-hmm. with blood hanging, you know, laying on the floor.
Yeah.
And he finds a way to really be comforting. I mean, I'm not in the situation, but it really made me feel at ease. Just hearing his soft and calm way. I was like, thank you, Jake.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I got a little... A little misty. That was the start of the mist, and then it actually came a bit more teary with what happened next. So, so now we're in this dynamic. We're trying to figure out, okay, what to do. We got the two live crew that have lost their mind. Everyone knows about it now. So I love how they're like, don't inform the officials. Yeah. And Liv's like, I'm going to go to the president. Mm-hmm. So Liv goes over to the president to tell him, and then he tells her, before she could even breathe it out, that she's now... gonna be arrested.
Her response, were you shocked? Good. I was like, good, why? Why good? What do you mean?
I was shocked, but I was more shocked that Angela had the nerve to walk in and try to put out a warrant. Like,
I knew she was.
Like, let's back up a little bit. Mm. Just last season, the president went to war with another country to get back Olivia. He went to war. Like, that is huge.
Yeah. She doesn't know the extent. I feel like she doesn't understand the extent of Fitz's...
Their relationship.
She's like, I know you guys had something in the past. It's not something. And it's not the past.
Right.
This is present day, and it's more than something. Olivia is Fitz's life. I mean, he went to war for her. Mm-hmm. He had no problem addressing the parents of the dead soldiers for Olivia. So... I was like, oh, Angela doesn't get it.
Oh, she don't know.
She doesn't know how serious this is. Yes.
She needs to get a clue in real quick. So the fact that happened, so in that moment, I was shocked. But I'm like, I was waiting for it. I was shocked with the wait. I'm like, what's about to come? Right. What you about to say? She has a plan.
Yes.
But I hated the plan.
Olivia, this episode was not coming through with the genius ideas, the plans, nothing.
And I don't even think she wore red nor white.
Maybe that's why.
She was confused in the paradigms of colors. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, girl. Like, I'm so happy that you have a plan, but that is not a good one.
Yeah.
So you're just going to go to jail for the rest of your life for money laundering to set up an assassination of a president-elect.
Right.
All to save Rowan? Papa Pope?
And we need a wrap soon, but I was just thinking, I get it. It's her dad, and she's realizing that he's done a lot. He's jumped through a lot of hoops just to save her. So mm-hmm. I feel like that connected them.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he, like Fitz said, he is guilty. He's not innocent. You're going to go to jail for life? For your very, very guilty father? Mm. No. No, Liv. I don't know where her head is.
No. She, I don't know. I don't know where either. Because honestly, everything that we've been exposed to with the transition and the incline of her and her father's relationship, there's nothing that would have made me feel as though they're in such an amazing place where she sees her father so amazingly that she would be willing to send herself to prison for life for him.
Right.
Like that part, she's tried to have him killed twice.
That's what I'm saying. And she's like, he season. Will die. You tried to kill him twice. Yeah. So I don't know how it feels. I don't know how it must be to put your dad in that situation. Mm-hmm. But come on, Olivia, you tried to kill him twice. And she was convinced that he has to die twice.
Yes.
So now she's willing to sacrifice herself. And she put
him in jail.
Yeah, like what? It was very confusing.
It was crazy when she how she described him, though. And in the defense to Fitz, she goes, oh, well, he's old and weak and he's in prison. Yes. Who? Yes. Is old and weak and imprisoned. Okay, sure.
It made me think she's delusional.
Yes.
In that very moment, I was like, okay, she's delusional. Like, that description.
What? Like, who? Not your father.
Yeah.
Like, he may be a little confused only because he does not know who's in charge.
Right.
And that kind of leads us to the teaser for next week when they kind of point out Rowan, like, you are the only one that can figure out a way to overcome the Two Live crew. So I love that because I do feel like that he has to be snap back. A lot of comments throughout the chat for several weeks have been like, Papa Pope is weak. I think they were calling him Puddin' Pope today.
Oh.
they've been calling him all types of stuff because this is not the Rowan. This is not the strong command that we are used to seeing. And it's actually kind of sad and it's scary.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, the person who's in control of everything is command.
Yeah.
And you cannot take command. Right. So that whole dynamic. Okay, so now we have Fitz, who, and honestly, when she was like, well, no, you know, don't save my dad, don't do this, or don't save me, I want to save my dad, I knew that Fitz was like, no game.
Yeah.
Especially when he was like, so I'm going to lose you either way?
Yeah, I was, we were on the same page, because when Olivia was so surprised that Fitz had, that Fitz actually decided to arrest her dad, arrest him.
Right.
We were thinking, really? Where's the surprise here? I mean, you gave him this ultimatum. Either I go to jail forever or my dad does who you don't like. Of course.
And, if my dad goes to jail, I will never talk to you again. How many times have we heard that?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, Olivia, you didn't think that was convincing, did you? You couldn't have thought that was convincing enough. So
my favorite part leads up, and now we're on the very last ending, is when the demise of Angela, when she walks in the office, I know that you did this, and he's like, yes, I did. And you can either resign or I'm going to send you to Omaha.
He,
I was like,
zero
yes.
F's. He did not care. Yes. He didn't. I mean, Angela, in that moment, I was always thought it, but in that moment, I realized she was just a buffer. I mean, she was just there to keep him company, keep his sheets warm. Mm-hmm. But he never cared for her. Clearly, he didn't care about her. So it confirmed what I was thinking, and I was happy to see him just kick her to the curb like that.
Yes, and so I would say, though we didn't do the build-up music, but that would definitely be the shady boots moment of the night.
Yes.
But what I want to say is we want for you guys to let us know what you think the shady boots moment is of the night. So please tweet us, and we want to vote on, like, the best one, and then we'll post it under the YouTube video.
So
the episode was crazy, and let's move to predictions and just kind of, I mean,
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So I think the previews for the next episode kind of set it up, at least set up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Before I saw no end to the Two Live crew, I really thought they are powerful and there's no killing them.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone is on board. Everyone, White House, the president knows. Everyone is informed of the Two Live crew. And I feel like they're going to come together, all forces, Rosen, everyone, and figure out how to end them because I don't feel like they have a head. I feel like they are the head. This female and this man are controlling themselves. They got themselves as chief of staff, you know? So I feel like with everyone being on board, with it just being these two people, mm-hmm. they're going to find some way by next episode to end them. I really feel that way. By next episode.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
That's crazy. You know, because I was thinking for a second, like, I could see this playing out to the White House. Like, because the one thing that's iffy about the Two Live Crew is that we don't still know their motive.
Yes.
What's their end game? What is the reason that they want Melly to be in the White House?
Well, they did say a little bit that she fears them.
Which we knew that. We said that from the beginning that Melly is the one that they can control. Yeah. So that's why they want her there. And of course, they're going to have their team throughout the White House. Samantha, Sarah, whoever. She's going to be the chief of staff. So they're going to control it. But why?
Yeah.
Because it has to be more. There has to be a bigger plan to it. So I was like, we're going to see this thing play out. Mm-hmm. At first is what I was thinking. We're going to see it play out. We're going to see it go to the White House.
Oh.
But the previews is what changed it. Okay. Because I feel like they would have sped up. Like the next episode would have been like Melly being sworn in and her taking over the White House. And then we see the Two Live Crew move in. And at some point in their in their attempt to take over the White House, we'll see the resist and then the overtaking of them from OPA and the rest of the team. But because the Two Live Crew is finally becoming face-to-face with the president, and they're like, okay, we're just going to drop all the BS. You know who we are. You know that you're not in charge. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is happening like now.
Yeah.
No waiting ASAP. Until Melly is in the White House. And then that frustrates me because I want Melly to be in the White House so bad. So even though what happened at the end, I was like, well, she gets to be in the White House now. But now she may not, because if they defeat the Two Live Crew before she actually gets in, then it'll be Cyrus that gets in, and they're driving me crazy because I want Melly.
I want Melly
to be in the White House. Mm-hmm. Whew. Well, we will have to see. Yes. Next week is going to be good, but today was very informative. Mm-hmm. I think that we had a lot of questions answered, more questions developed. That has been the theme.
I think the ultimate question is, what is their goal? Like, what is the Two Live Crew goal? And that's it. That's where I'm left.
Well, it has been real, guys.
Yes.
And we love all of your chat within our group. And like I said, we want to know what you guys think the Shady Boots moment of the night is. Yes. So please tweet us. And we will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been your host, Miss Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
Hey guys, and I'm Paris Rose. Like always, you can find me on Instagram, Snapchat at Paris Rose.
Yes. Like the video, boop, 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 and listen to us on iTunes, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.